大家下午好，欢迎大家来到恩泽教会，让我们来一起来敬拜我们的主。这时间过得正快，现在是又是一个月的第一个主日，然后已经12月份了。在我们开始之前，能不能大家，我看有不少新朋友在我们当中，能不能大家为了新的一年能够互相问候一下？大家能？
新年。
宣召经文，诗篇66篇1到4节，全地当向神欢呼，歌颂他名的荣耀，用赞美的言语讲他的荣耀发明。
Psalm 66 verses 1 through 4. Shout with joy to God all the earth. Sing the glory of his name, make his praise glorious.
当对神说，你的作为何等可畏，你的大能仇敌要投降你，全地要敬拜你，歌颂你，要歌颂你的名。
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name.
好，请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声赞美我们的主。Please stand up. Let's sing to our God. 耶稣在万民之上 Jesus, name above all names.一起来到神的面前。亲爱的主耶稣，让我们高举你的圣名，用我们的心灵诚实来赞美你。在这年岁岁末之时，让我们为这一年的恩典献上我们的感谢，也为新的一年献上我们的祈求，求你的神你的灵永远与我们在一起。主啊，让我们在新的一年里立志要用我们的生命来见证神的荣耀。以上祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名， Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we gather here today to worship you and surround ourselves with fellow believers. I pray that we will take these precious opportunities to learn more about you and grow closer to you. As we worship you today, I hope that we will continue to worship you throughout our whole lives and also strive to be more like Jesus every day. Please bless the time aheadAnd that may it be nourishing to our souls. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。你真伟大。How great thou art. 在这里敬拜 Here I'm to worship。 神，你是光，你照亮了黑暗，开我眼让我看见姊妹。 恩典之路 The Path of Grace。
弟兄姐妹朋友们下午好，下面是读经的时间。今天要读的经文是提摩太前书第六章第十一到二十一节，翻到后我们用同声的方式来念，也可以用中文或者英文。 You can read the script in English or Chinese。 来，但你这属神的人，要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被招，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。我在万物生活的神面前，并在向本都比格拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你，要守这命令，毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。到了日期，那可称颂独有全能的万王之王、万主之主，就是那独一不死、住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要将它显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他。阿门。你要祝福那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无尽的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。 提摩太，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问。已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了真道，愿恩惠常与你们常。好，下面把时间交给张老师。
让我们一起低头祷告。 Our Heavenly Father, the Lord, we come before you with a great joy that we can come, all the brother and sister, parents and children, young and old, we all come together here. We worship one God, one true living God, who is our shepherd, who guide us daily. We give thanks to you that we can be on this path full of grace that you give upon us. And today we pray that through your servant, the message will open our eyes, open our ears, that our inner dwelling Holy Spirit will strengthen us so that we know how great you are, that we will understand how blessed we are. We give all our glory to you. And now we pray for our younger generation. We pray for Lee Sun Lu, that he's in Chicago, involved in this church planting ministry. And he will be there for 1 year commitment. And we ask you guide them, protect them, open the door for them. Whatever they do, they will experience God with them. And we also pray for Selena Lee. She is going to Congo, Africa, that she will involve in this medical short-term mission. We know that through her service will benefit the local people there, and also will bring the good news because of your love, that the Christian will sacrifice their lives and benefit them in their body so that they can come to know God's love is greater than our human love. God, we ask you to be here, present here, and your Spirit will cover everyone here. 爱我们的主，我们的神，我们是何等的幸福、高兴、喜乐，因为我们长的、幼的，全家都可以在这里一起来侍奉。因为主，你是那位尊严、圣洁、公义的神，让我们用敬畏的心，我们来敬拜你。真的是每一天我们的道路，我们知道神你都在保守我们，尤其是真的是在礼拜五的时候，唐丽华姐妹所经历到的，是我们不可想象的一个危险。她的女儿从二楼自由落地的掉到一楼，在水泥地上，神你还这样特别的保守。虽然有骨折，可是脑部各方面都没有受到那么严重，也没有受伤，这是神你特别的恩典。他心中对神你自己的承诺，心中对神你的祷告，你都已经听到。让我们弟兄姐妹有任何一位在神面前的承诺，让我们真的是不要忘记神你自己的恩典。我们今天在这里的敬拜，不是为了任何的目的，我们乃是重新得力，在你的话语中，我们看到神你的奇妙、伟大和全能。让今天的一切敬拜程序讲的翻的，都在神你大能之下，蒙你自己的带领，也保守我们的心怀意念。 献上感谢祷告祈求，是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。Today we have Pastor Ryan, and he's the senior pastor of First Baptist Church here, and will give us message, and Michael Lee will do the interpretation.
Good afternoon. So, I have to say, before we start, you, this congregation sounds beautiful in your worship. Your songs and your voices sound beautiful.
在我的信息开始之前，我要告诉大家，你们崇拜的时候唱的诗歌是不是？
This morning, this afternoon, I preach so much in the morning that I have a hard time going to afternoon. So this afternoon, we're going to be right in the end of 1 Timothy.
今天下午我要分享的是我们要看提摩太前书的最后第一本书的最后的几节经文。
I want to give you just a little bit of background of what was happening in this book. Go ahead.
我现在开始讲之前，我给大家介绍一下这本书前面几章的一些背景。
So Timothy is a disciple of Paul, the Apostle Paul, and there's problems in the church of Ephesus, so Paul sends Timothy to go help out with the problems.
So, 提摩太是使徒保罗的他的门徒，他保罗要差遣提摩太到以弗所教会去，因为在以弗所教会有一些需要解决的问题。
It sounds like a simple enough task, but before I read the scripture this afternoon, I'd like you to think about something. I want you to think about the impossible task that Timothy had.
我要再想象一下提摩太他所面临的这个艰巨的任务。
This young man, probably in the teenage range, probably around 19, 20 years old.
提摩太当时的年龄也许就只有在座的青少年他们差不多的年龄，可能就是19至20岁左右。
Was assigned to go into a church where there were men older than him.There were believers that had received salvation before him. There were leaders already in place, and Timothy was supposed to get this church on the right track.
So, 提摩太他所要去的教会是，他那边的教会的会众的年龄都比他要年长，并他们很多的人信主都在他前面信主。他们当时那个教会已经有他们自己的领袖。所以提摩他去的任务是要把他们这个教会带到正道上面去。
In other words, in a culture where men had the biggest place of authority, this young man was supposed to come in and teach older men how to be on the right track on church. And not only that, but they were more experienced than Timothy.
因为在当时的从当时的文化来讲的话，一般是年长的来教导年轻的人。但是提摩太所要去的这个教会，他要去教导这些年长，比他更有经验的这样一些基督徒，要把他们带回到正道上面去。
I am positive that the people that Timothy was there to lead were very stubborn.
他想，不是想他当时要，提摩太要去教导那些人，他们一定是比较顽固。
Timothy had an impossible job to do.
所以看起来他这个任务是非常的艰巨。
In the face of the impossible, Timothy pressed forward and led the church into righteousness.
但是提摩太没有后退，没有畏惧，他努力在前面去以后，把这个教会带到神的正道上面去。
That's the first thing I want you to think about.
我想大家思考的第一点。
The second is this, our biggest assignment from God isn't done yet.
第一个我想大家刚才思想的问题就是说神给我们交的任务我们还没有完成。
It doesn't matter how experienced of a Christian that you are here today.
不管我们大家在座的基督徒里面各样的经验有多少。
It doesn't matter how many successful ministries that you have under your belt.
不管你曾经有多少的成功的带人信主的经历。
We need to know that there's still more growing to be done.
但是我们在我们每一个人生活里面，我们有更多的需要成长的地方。
There's still another assignment from God to be done.
就是说，神给我们的这样一个任务，我们还没有完成。
And you know how you know this?
那大家想一想，是他是怎么知道这一点的呢？
Because there are still lost people that need to be saved.
因为这世上还有很多世上的灵魂需要得到拯救。
There is still unrighteousness that needs to be corrected.
还有不义的人要成为公义，成为义的人。
God's assignment for our lives is why we're here.
那神给我们交代的这样一些任务是，就是我们今天来这里的原因。
That's why each one of us is here. If you draw another breath, just one more breath, you're here for a reason.
那我们在座的每一位在这里，只要有一丝的呼吸，我们都有一个原因在这里。
It always comes down to two things.
那我们有其中有两个原因。
We love God with everything we are.
就是用我们所有的心思灵都来爱主。
And we love people.
我们也爱人。
God's assignment for our lives is why we're here today.
那神给我们的任务就使我们今天在这里聚集。
Let me pray before I read the scripture.
那我在开始之前，我一起祷告。
Heavenly Father God, I pray that you weigh heavily on our hearts what you want us to do.
主啊，我求你把你的事工的这样的负担放在我们心里面。
God, I pray that we are inspired in the morning to go forward in your footsteps.
让我们在今天，我们受到激励，我们有继续往前行。
God, I pray that during the day you give us perseverance to continue to passionately pursue you.
也求主你给我们坚固的，持续不饶的心来追求主你自己。
God, I pray that in the night that we are satisfied with what we've done for you.
也在我们晚上的时候，我们因为我们所在主里面所摆上的，我们心满意足。
Bring life to your words today.
让你的话语充满生命。
Give us all the ears to hear from the Holy Spirit.
让我们所有有耳的都来听。
And give me the Holy Spirit to be able to speak them today, God.
让圣灵给我能够传讲的能力。
May all the glory and honor go to you.
让一切的荣耀都献给你。
It's in Jesus' name that we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
Everybody said amen?
Amen.
All right. Okay, we're going to read over 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 21, and this is what it says. Let's just go one verse at a time, okay? But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness.
但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
你要为真道打那美好的仗，死地永生，以为死被招，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
I charge you, in the presence of God who gives life to all things, and Christ Jesus who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我在那叫万物生活的神面前，并在本丢比拉多做过美好见证的耶稣基督面前嘱咐你。 要遵守真理，毫无玷污，无口指责，直到我们主耶稣基督显现。
Which he will display at the proper time, he who is blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
到了日期，那可称颂、
who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
就是那独一不死，住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要让它显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的传人都归给他。阿门。
As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
不要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要今世高，也不要依靠无尽的钱财，只要依靠那后世百物给我们享受的神。
They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share.
又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
Thus storing up treasures for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life.
为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们实际那真正的生命。
O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge.
提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那一对真道似是而非的学问。
For by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. Grace be with you.
已经有人称自称有的学问，就偏离了真道，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
God gives Paul the guidance he needs to send Timothy on a trajectory of victory of this impossible task.
神给保罗这样一些指导，他这样可以差遣提摩太到那教会，可以有达美好的胜仗。
I want to break this scripture down in just four pieces, so we're going to go over the scripture again, but I want you to understand it as a goal, a challenge, encouragement and confidence, and instructions and reminders.
我是准备把这样一段的经文分成四部分，其中的四个部分的重要点就在那个画面上面，说是你们我们每一个需要有一个目标，然后是有挑战，我们也需要有鼓励，然后是有一些教导和提醒方面。
So first, Timothy is given a goal.
首先是提摩太，保罗给他一个明确的目标。
Paul writes, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
保罗在这里跟提摩太说，你要追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔，你要为真道打美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
That's our goal, to live a righteous life.
这同样也是我们自己的目标，我们要过一个敬虔的生活。
And then he gives them a challenge. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time.
他同样给提摩太教导说，我要叫万物，我在叫万物生活的神面前，并在向本丢皮拉多说过那美好见证的耶稣基督面前嘱咐你，你要遵守命令，毫无玷污，无所指责，直到我们主耶稣基督显现。
Keeping the commands is the challenge.
我们要保守神的命令是非常是具有挑战性。
Then he gives them encouragement and confidence.
他也同样给他一些鼓励，给他一些信心。
He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
因为他说到那可称颂独有全能的万王之王万主之主就是那独一不死住在人不能靠近的光里是人未曾看见也是不能看见的将要他显明出来但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他 Amen
That's your confidence. If you are ever wondering if you have enough, remember that God, the wonderful counselor, the one who's on your side, the beyond comprehension is on your side. That's your confidence.
这就是我们信心的来源的来源的地方，因为我们的神是伟大的神。
Then he gives us instructions and reminders.
他也给我们一些教导和提醒。
In this part of the scripture, he tells us three things.
在这一节经文，他告诉我们有三点。
Without reading over all of it, I just want to tell you what those three things are.
那我不再读那几节经文，但是我给大家讲一下这三点主要的内容。
He says.Tell people don't worry about the things that money can buy.
他告诉人家不要为钱所能买的东西来着急，来苦恼。
Number two is store up treasures in heaven.
第二点是要把我们把在天上积累财宝。
What the scripture says is that's the only treasure that moths and rust will not decay.
在因为在圣经告诉我们那些在天上的财宝是虫子不能所咬的。
And the third thing is, he says, keep it simple. Don't get caught up on the irreverent babble.
他说第三点是让我们不要坚持真道，不要为一些虚谈所困扰。
So we're going to go over the goal. We all need a goal.
那我们现在从头来看，我们目标是什么样子的？
It was no doubt that the goal that God laid on Paul's heart was for the church was to put it simply, honor God, make disciples, and bring people closer to the love of Jesus.
那很明显，那个神给保罗教导保罗所需要成就的是要建立教会，来传福音，来建立建造门徒。
I believe that's the purpose for every church, including our church right here.
我相信这是所有的教会都是有这样同样一个目标。
If you are one who writes down notes, these are three easy things. Honor God, make disciples, bring people closer to the love of Jesus.
那如果你有笔记本的话，你可以记下这三点。第一个是要荣耀神，第二点是要让人们成为门徒，神的门徒。然后是第三点是把基督带进人们心里。
If your life doesn't reflect these three things,
如果我们的生活在体现不出这三点出来
，there's correction that is needed.
那我们就需要做适当的调整和更正。
In Paul's final instructions to Timothy here, he gives him instructions on how to walk in a manner worthy of his belief, and Paul reminds him how great God is.
他在保罗在这里提醒提摩太说，神是多么伟大的神。他我们所生活，我们的生活应该活出跟我们信仰所相称的生活。
That is the first part.
这是我要分享的第一点。
To how we honor God.
是我们应该如何来荣耀神。
First, we need to walk in a manner worthy of the calling that we've received, worthy of the gospel.
就是我们要跟我们所受蒙召的福音所相称的生活。
We honor God by taking the gift of grace that He has given us with gratitude, and we live that out by faith beyond mere lip service.
其实我们应该活出满怀感激的心情，活出神给我们这样一个恩典的礼物。我们不能仅仅停留在我们口头上。
In other words, we actually do something with our faith.
就是我们需要有具体的行动。
Paul writes, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called.
那保罗就说，我要提摩太追求公义、尽显信心、爱心、忍耐和温柔，要你要为真道打到美好的仗，持定永生。
Pursue a right relationship with God. Pursue godliness. Pursue faith. We're going to go off script now. Okay. So when I first came to faith, it was, I started just going to church.
当我刚开始认识主耶稣基督的时候，我就开始来到教会。
And it seemed like that was good enough. I went to church actually 3 days a week.
当时我认为是那已经做得很不错了，因为我是到教会是一个礼拜去三次。
I needed a lot of redemption.
我需要很多的拯救，救赎。
But every single time I got to a place where I felt like I was good in my faith, God, I would pray with God and He would stop me.
当我每次来到一个地方的时候，我觉得我的信心、我的行为已经很好，但是从神重新来提醒我、呼召我。And
I feel the call in my life, and it was a question: Are you a churchgoer or are you a disciple?
神在我心里面的呼召说：你到底是仅仅是到教会崇拜而已呢？你是还是做一个真正的门徒？
Because churchgoers go to church and call it faith.
到很多的时候，到有很多人来教会，他就是来做礼拜，他把它称为一个有信心、有。
Disciples follow God in every single day.
如果是作为神的主的门徒的话，我们要每天都跟随主。
And every time I've ever gotten in my life to a place where I feel like, all right, God, we're in a good, right relationship, right?
当我每次感觉到我跟神的关系挺好的时候。
Every time He's opened up my borders and allowed me to do more. That's why when we pursue righteousness, we never sit in a one place and say, this is what faith is. It means that we chase down God and follow Him every day.
意思就是我们需要每天来追随神。What
does it mean to be righteous?
那这公义是什么意思呢？
It means that we love God with our entire being.
那就是我们用我们全心来爱我们的主。
Above all other things, we love God.
我们要爱主，胜过爱任何其他的一些事情。
And now I'm going to say some hard things to hear.
那我要说一些听起来比较难听的一些话。
We love God above our families.
我们需要爱我们的神，超过爱我们的家庭。
We love God above our jobs, our money, and our things. We love God first.
我们需要爱我们的神，超过我们的工作，超过金钱，超过其他的一些事情。
I don't want this to be misconstrued or taken out of context. This doesn't mean that you don't love your family. This means that you love God first. God wants you to be good mothers, good fathers, good children, good daughters and sons, but that comes from loving God.
神希望我们是一个好的父母亲，我们是一个好的儿女，但是我们神要我们做的是首先是爱神。
So we love God first.
我们需要首先来爱神。
And then the second half of the greatest commandment is impossible unless we love God first.
那我们知道大诫命的第二部分是几乎是很难做到，因为如果我们
That second part is, and we love people like we love ourselves. And get this, we can't love God unless we love people.
We can't love God unless we love people.
Loving God without loving people doesn't work.
如果不爱神，不爱人来爱神的话，是这个是不会有什么效果的。
So if we want to walk in righteousness, this right relationship, I always suggest that we start right there first. Love God, love people.
那开始我们走公义的路的时候，我们要从这一点开始，我们开始爱我们的人，也做到人也爱神。
The second part of the goal is making disciples.
那我们第二个目标，我们要来带人归主。
The scripture says, walking with love, steadfastness, and gentleness.
那在这里，他给提摩太教导是要用公义、敬虔、信心、爱心和忍耐。
These are the keys to making disciples.
那这一些是带人归主、成为主的门徒的最重要的一些主要要点。
I heard that some people are going on a mission to being sent on a mission to Chicago.
我刚才听见有一些的弟兄姐妹会到芝加哥去有这样的宣教的工作。
Are some of those people here today? No.
是不是在做的？
They're all gone.
They were gone from another church.
Okay, so I tell you, if you communicate with them or pray for them.Pray for them to walk with love, steadfastness, and gentleness.
就是建议大家为这些宣教的同工祷告，让他们有敬虔、信心、忍耐和爱心。
Because when we love people, we see their need for a savior.
就是如果我们爱人的话，我们就可以看见他们每个人的不同的需要。
Every person on this planet, not depending on any of their personal preferences, needs a savior.
就是说在这个世上每一个人不管他们的喜好嗜好是怎么样的，他们都需要有一个救赎。
So I'm not sure who doesn't get along with who in this group, but there are certain people that just don't get along with certain people. They don't want to talk with each other.
我不知道在座的有些人是不是彼此间合不来，但是我知道有一些的地方的有些人他们是彼此间不合不来。
And if you've spent any time in America, you'll know that Democrats don't want to talk with Republicans. You'll know that gun owners don't want to talk with gun law people. You'll know that people, there are just divides in life in America where people just don't want to, we're not going to even have this conversation.
就是说，如果大家在美国待了一阵子的话，我们就知道民主党跟共和党他们永远谈不到一块儿。那些喜欢枪支的人和不喜欢用枪支的人也是谈不到一块。所以在美国有很多的导致我们分裂的一些事情。
Well, guess what? If you're Christian,
如果我们是基督徒的话
，it doesn't matter where you consider your citizenship.
不管你是美国的公民还是不是美国的公民
The only patriotism that matters is that of your citizenship of heaven.
所以我们最重要的一点是我们是天国的子民
So you get past all of that stuff. It doesn't matter who they are. You give them the gospel.
所以这一切都在我们的脑后我们所关心的是福音
When we walk in love, we will see that.
如果我们用爱心来追随主的话，我们会看到这样一点。
And know that it's not going to be a one-step process.
但是这是一步就不可能用一步来完成的事情。
Most of the time, you're not going to stop and say, "Here's the gospel," and then somebody believes.
是我们不会碰到这样一个情形，就是说你当某一个人传福音的时候，他马上接受主。
We'll have to walk in this love every day to see some saved.
我们需要用这样的爱心每天来追随主来传播福音来与人归主
And while we do this we'll have to be gentle with truth and grace
当我们这样做的时候我们需要有温柔的心也用神的恩典来这样带你归主
When this is the heart of your church
这是我们教会的中心的意义中心的任务
You will bring people closer to the love of Jesus. And it will not be easy. It will be an absolute fight. That is why Paul says, fight the good fight of the faith. There's no relaxing passive Christianity.
在我们基督的生活里面，没有一天是很舒适、很放松的。
You are on a battleground for people's souls and their eternal destination, either heaven or hell.
我们是在为人们的灵魂在征战，他们的灵魂要么是在天堂，要么是在地狱，我们为这样的事情征战。
And you will have to fight against your own desires. You have to fight against Satan's powers here. And you will have to fight against people's sinful natures. Sometimes even including our own. That is the goal. That is the impossible task before us. So that's the goal. Now we move on to the challenge. Paul writes, I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession to do this, to keep the commandment unstained from reproach and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
现在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的耶稣基督面前嘱咐你，你要守着这命令，毫无玷污，无过指责。
You know what he doesn't say?
那大家注意到他在这里没有说的事情是什么呢？
He doesn't say, I'm going to entice you to come and follow the commandments.
那他没有说我用一些什么事情来引诱你来遵守神的那些诫命，那些命令。
He doesn't say, I encourage you to keep the commandment.
他说我鼓励你，极力你来保守这些命令。
He doesn't say, my strong suggestion is to keep the commandment.
他没有说更强有力的那个建议。
He says, I charge you.
他说我来嘱咐你。
In the presence of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, keep the commandments, not the suggestions, but the commands. Until when?
那我是他的时候，我在叫万物生活的神面前，并在向本丢比拉多，做过那美好见证的耶稣基督面前嘱咐你。
Well, not just until you're tired do you get to give up at that point, but all the way until Jesus comes back.
就是说他要行过来遵守这样的命令，并不是当他感到疲倦的时候，他就不再遵守这样的命令，而是一直到主耶稣基督再来的时候。
I feel like he didn't draw out his all. I feel like his all was kind of short. All.
So,
yes. There's a challenge. It's a challenge because we want to take Jesus' commands and twist them or downplay their authority. We say stuff like Jesus' commands are there for guidance, but even if you don't follow them, you won't lose your salvation. You may not lose your salvation, but you will hinder all your prayers. James 4:3 says, you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly and spend it on your own passions. Proverbs 28:9 says, if one turns away his ear from hearing the law, the commands, even his prayer is an abomination.
在箴言第28篇9章那里说，转而不听律法的，他的祈祷也为可憎。
And there are many more verses of how you lose your direct connection with God.
那圣经里面有很多其他的经文也提到类似的情况，就是我们会失去跟神直接交通的这样一个渠道。
So yes, you may not lose your salvation, but you will lose your direct line of communication.
所以尽管你不会失去你的救恩，但是你没办法跟神有直接的沟通。
You will lose the blessings that come from God.
你会失掉神赐给你的一些福气。
You will lose the best life that you can possibly experience.
You will lose the best life that you can possibly experience.
So Paul gives Timothy the challenge to keep the commandments. With all the distractions and desires and just the busyness of the day, keeping God's commands are hard. But know this is another thing you can write down. The greater our hearts are invested in the Lord, the stronger our testimony to the world is. If you're ever wondering why aren't other people giving their life to Jesus like I did? Why am I not seeing more disciples made through my life? We need to double down our investment of how we follow God's commands and how our relationship is reflected through what we do. Because this challenge is pointed at helping us. This challenge, when taken seriously and not just lip service, is the biggest thing we will ever take on in our lives. Just think about how big it is. Keep His commands. Love God above all other things. I mean, above whatever it is that comes to your mind whenever someone says you will love God above everything. See, I don't need to start listing examples out of all of the things that people can love more than God, because right now the Holy Spirit brings it to your mind of what is being taken the place of God as number one in your life. And love people. Which people? All people. Even the ones you don't agree with on the most controversial things? Yes, all people. That means even in your quiet mind or on the back porch with your closest friends, you don't sit around bad-mouthing other people. Or gossiping and spreading hate. Instead, you love them as Jesus loved us in our rebellion. The task is so big, so impossible that we simply cannot do it. At least not alone. After the task, Timothy is given encouragement. So you are not alone in this impossible task. Says this in Philippians 4:13, I am able to do all things through Him who strengthens me. I threw that in. That was my fault. Philippians 4:13. In other words, nothing is impossible with God on your side. God reminds us, He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
就是保罗告诉启发派说，那个称颂独有传人的万能之王万主之主，就是那独一无二、住在人不能靠近的光里，世人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，将要将他显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的传人尊贵给他。Do
I have a little bit of time?
I think so.
Okay. All right. So I just want to explain just for a moment how big Jesus is. Because we think about Him and sometimes it's just not it's not the right perspective. The prophet Isaiah had the perfect wording for him. He says, He's the wonderful counselor.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wonderful counselor. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how you say that. All right. This word wonderful, it means incomprehensible. It means our minds are not going to be able to wrap our heads around how amazing Jesus is. And the reason why is because we downplay words like wonderful. Sometimes we call meals, we'll have a really good meal, we'll go, oh, that was a wonderful meal. Or we'll spend time with family, and we'll go, oh, we had a wonderful time. But I mean, it was a good time, and it was a good meal. But in reality, my mind can comprehend how good the meal was. I can look at it by past meals, and I'll judge it of whether or not it was a really good meal. But it was never a wonderful meal.
就是说我如果我根据我过去经验，我吃的东西，我可以知道，用我的大脑可以体验到这个好的佳肴到底是怎么样一个情况。And
this isn't a put down for the cooks in the house. Your food is good. Sometimes it's really, 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 really good.
就是我在这里并不是要贬低那些在家里做烹调的一些人，但是他们有时候煮的菜就是真正的跟平常的不一样，非常非常好。But
my mind can comprehend how good your meal is.
我的大脑还是可以理解体验到到底这个好到什么程度。
No one's food is incomprehensibly good.
没有一个人所煮的菜肴，没有用，不是我们大脑能够所体验的、所了解的。
But Jesus, from birth, life, ministry, death, and resurrection, my mind does not grasp how amazing and wonderful it is. Jesus fulfills an incalculable amount of prophecies just through birth and life. He's just all over the place fulfilling prophecy that no person can do. And I don't understand how things that are written 700, 750 years before the birth of Jesus, and He's fulfilling them through people like Augustus Caesar, who's a pagan, making people go to certain places for censuses, and that Jesus is born, and prophecy is fulfilled. And then what Jesus does, check this out. So then Jesus is ran off to Egypt, and it's because another pagan, the governor, goes to try to kill Jesus, so he's taken into Egypt. So he comes out of Egypt for his ministry and fulfills more prophecy written over 700 years before Jesus was there. Through pagans, and then through Jesus, complete author of all of history.
就是同样的预言，就是说大概是主前750年所写的预言，就是说也是同样在一个另外一个，就是外邦人的巡抚，他的命令之下，耶稣就只有跑到埃及，然后从埃及以后又要回来，所以这样一些事情在700年前所的所写的，都在耶稣基督上身上得到应验，所以我们没有办法了解或理解这样一些事情。
It's hard for me to wrap my head around it. If you think about his ministry, he raises people from the dead. And the reason why I don't get this is because I've seen dead people. I've seen people who were laying dead on the ground, rigor mortis, setting in, and trying to yell, hey, get up, calling 911, and see, they're dead. That man had been dead for 40 minutes. Lazarus had been dead for days. When Jesus is going to bring him back to life, people are going, don't go in there. He's so dead, it stinks. So when I see a dead person, there's finality in it. It's done. I did not expect the paramedics to get there and revive that guy. His face was molded to the ground. He was dead. When Jesus walks into Lazarus's tomb, get up, walk out, you're alive, you're resuscitated. Days later, it doesn't make sense. He's wonderful. All the way to the cross. You know what? I don't do good things for people who are rebelling and hate me. I might make a meal or deliver some food or maybe help somebody out with some money, but I don't die for them. Our deeds, our actions before salvation, before the blood of Christ has forgiven us, we hate God. It's only because of Jesus that we can ever have a loving relationship with God. And in the middle of that hate, in the middle of that rebellion, Christ dies for us. That's who has our back. And I've seen people come back to life as in they were having chest compressions and they were brought back to life.
死亡的时候有被复苏过来的一些人。
The one who has you in all of this and all of the challenges brings himself back to life.
在我们有这样面前有这样的很多的挑战，要把他们从死里再复活过来。
And then he says this, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given to Jesus, given to me. That's what he says.
就是你告诉我们所有的一些所有的权柄都已经给耶稣基督。
So when you feel overburdened by the goal and by the challenge,
当我们对耶稣到神给我们的任务感到沉重的时候，
Know that the author of authority has you in this challenge.
就是我们这些我们给我们带来救赎的主是也跟我们一同。
The power that it took to create the universe is with you.
就是说神创造宇宙的大能也跟我们同在。
The one that has been there from the beginning, the author of salvation.
就是跟那一位从起初就存在的那位主。
The Prince of Peace and the King of Kings.
他是和平的君，万王之王。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus, and he has made you to be new.
他所有的耶稣万王之王万主之主，他把重新让我们说重新的人。
That is who is going to help you to complete this challenge.
就是这样一位主来会跟我们帮我们来成就这样一个先知的任务。
Nothing is too great for my God.
对于主来讲，没有任何的事情是不可能的事情。
When he saves us, he has already completed the impossible in your own life.
就是他拯救我们的时候，他已经把我们生命中不可能的事情已经得以完成。
That is the first seed of confidence you need to do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
这就是我们应该记得，在我们心中的首先应该记得的这样一点。
Do not be alarmed by this great task. Lean into your Savior and let him carry the weight of shaping us, molding us, and bringing us to be the people God wants us to be.
就是我们不要对这样一个艰巨任务而被恐吓和惊吓。我们要来到神救主耶稣基督那里，让他来卸掉我们是一切的重担。
Amen.
Amen.
We cannot go into this aimlessly, we need instructions.
我还可以讲很多，但是我们需要一些具体的教导和其他的。
This last part that I just call instructions and reminders.
那我最后一部分我是说是给他的教导和一些提醒。
Put your hope in Jesus, not earthly things.
我们要把我们的希望放在耶稣基督那里，不要把我们的希望放在属世的事情上面。
Unperishable treasures are stored up in heaven, not on earth.
就是不可毁坏的一些财宝是积存在天上，而不是在地上。
Remember the important things and don't get caught up mincing words with people that just want to argue and distract you.
所以我们要想到我们一些重要的事情，而不是要把我们时间花在一些跟其他一些无意的争论上面。
You know what is important.
我们自己知道什么样是重要的事情。
Love God and love people.
我们要爱神和爱人。
You can measure your entire life against those two things.
我们可以把我们的一生都用这两个标准来衡量。
We know the goal. We've been challenged to take it on. We've received all the backup we'll ever need through Jesus, and we know what we're supposed to do.
我们有自己的目标，我们也同样受到这样的挑战，所以我们需要，我们要受到神的所有的一些帮助，通过耶稣基督，这样我们可以完成神要交给我们完成任务。
And let the breath that you breathe remind you of this every day.
让我们所每天呼吸一次呼吸的时候都可以受到提醒。
So let us honor God. Make
让我们来荣耀神。
Make disciples.
让我们传福音神归主。
And bring people closer to the love of Jesus through our words, actions, and behaviors.
通过我们的爱耶稣基督的爱，把神把人带到耶稣基督那里去。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, I pray that your Holy Spirit dwells in each one of these people. God, I pray that they hear the challenge that has been given to them. God, I pray that they know that they are called to walk in a manner worthy of your gospel. God, I pray that they know that we are called to love you and love people. So God, let us be inspired to start this every morning. Let us have perseverance every day, God. And God, give us your peace each night as we rest. Lord, we give you all of the glory and honor. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Ryan, thank you for your message. If we don't have black time limitation, I'll let you keep going on. And the message is a solid for the mature Christian. All the Christians here, we've been Christians for many years. And those messages, the goal, challenge, instruction, reminder will be benefit to us in our lives. 下面是所剩下的时间, we're going to have communion, and we need to prepare ourselves for that. We have a scripture that we can all read together in Chinese and English. Either one you prefer.
我们有一段经文，我们一起来读， 不是用中文， 不是用英文，
一起来，神啊，我的眼睛看我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么或者是没有。引导我走你的路，让我们有一段安静的时间，我们预备我们的心来领受这杯，这是代表主耶稣在十字架上 为我们舍身流血，赦免我，使我们可以到父神面前。 Let's prepare ourselves the bread and the cup just a reminder that Jesus Christ, He sacrificed Himself on the cross, redeem us and bring us to our God. 亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，我们每当领受这饼的时候，就看到你，想到你的身体为我们破碎，为的是与我们父神的能为父神重新和好。我们每当纪念这饼的时候，我们就想到你这个无私的大爱，也鼓励我们每个基督徒学校主耶稣，我们这个爱神爱人，也是此时此刻主啊，求你鉴察我们每个人的心，看我们有什么罪恶，有什么需要除去的，我们的感谢祷告呢，从耶稣的名求，阿门。
我们欢迎每一位已经接受主耶稣为你个人救主，在众人面前，在教会已经受过浸的，我们都可以一起来领受这杯。这也是在我们走属天的道路，因为神的爱子为我们牺牲，领我们天天走着属灵的道路。Then you already have accepted Jesus as your personal savior and been publicly baptized in the Christian church. You are welcome to partake the bread and cup. And this is the grace of heaven that he leads us daily, every moment into eternal life.
Jesus Christ died for us on the cross. His blood shed for us for our sins. Let us, oh God, let us search us, know our hearts, and test us, know our anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in us, and lead us in a way everlasting. 神啊，我们感谢你给我们超过高深的爱。神爱世人，增加了独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不是灭亡，反得永生。在主的桌前，让我们再次纪念，耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死，他的血为我们流尽，为我们的罪。我们感谢神这样超过高深的爱，让我们再次求神鉴察我们。知道我们的心思，思念我们，知道我们的意念，看在我们心里面有什么恶行没有，引导我们走永生的道路。我们感谢神，我们将感恩祷告，是奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
第一次显现，他是为我们而死。
第二次的显现，他是要审判万民，然后在他第二次再来。The juice in this cup is just a symbol, remind us that Jesus shed his blood on the cross. First time when he came to the earth, he died on the cross.And we're looking forward to his second coming. When he comes again, he will bring judgment to the earth. So drink this and in remembrance of him, Ishibai.
There are a few announcements from this bulletin. I will announce them in Chinese. 下面是感恩和代祷报告的事项。周五，唐丽华姐妹的女儿欢欢，她是从二楼摔下，有多处的骨折。那么感谢主，她今天已经平安的出院。也感谢弟兄姐妹的关心代祷。也求主呢施恩怜悯医治欢欢。感谢主，郭小琼、陈玉、刘英如三位姐妹呢愿意参加教会的主日点心服事，感谢她们。黄小刚姐妹呢在这个周末里已经平安回到中国，她会在周二呢陪同她母亲来美，也求主呢赐她们的一路平安。新农和俊敏夫妇的女儿沈琳娜们将在这个月的14号到下个月的6号在刚果的做医疗短宣，请她带到求主保守她。在崇拜后呢，石班有愿意请石班参加。教会的执事会的记录呢放在大堂的后面，大家可以拿去。然后呢，我们教会新的通讯录呢也做好了，也是在后面大家可以自己拿。凡是信主呢，在受洗了以后，并且在这个教会呢聚会6个月以上的呢，并且愿意加入教会的呢，可以呢在这个下个主日的1:45呢，就是参加我们教会的一个教会本教会历史制度和信仰的一个课，是长老开的，欢迎的这些还没有成为会员的这些弟兄姐妹参加。那么在这个圣诞期间呢，我们是号召弟兄姐妹呢献爱心给那些homeless people， 就是给这个无家可归的呢，就是捐款。那么呢，捐款呢是，支票呢是写给这个 Union Gospel Mission， 那么就给这个机构。那么教会呢是在这个从现在这个组织开始的3个组织里面呢，教会会收取这个支票。所以你要是要有这个爱心呢，会就可以写支票写的写这个机构的名字。那么就是说，我们教会帮着来收，然后一起呢会寄出。好，下面就是请大家请唱圣诗。
世上万民赞美主。
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在。是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。请坐，默祷之后散会。Please be seated. 愿欢迎每一位都可以留下参加在教会厅，我们有点心。You are welcome for the refreshment in the fellowship hall.